We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm excited to talk with Doug Plagans. We haven't spoken with Doug since he last joined us in a drive-thru of a McDonald's. It was a bit of a bizarre order, but Doug was parked outside of a McDonald's. We thought at one point he was maybe going to get arrested. We didn't know what ended up happening, but it all turned out well. And one of South Florida's law enforcement officers is going to end up at a Panthers game because of it. So excited to talk with Doug Plagans here. Again, last time we talked to them, Crowder, was just really at a drive-through, and since then, Panthers have a new head coach, and one of the Panthers' legends, Roberto Luongo, is now in the Hall of Fame, Doug. So things are happening for the Panthers.
Yeah, never a dull moment. Thanks for having me on, guys, and I'm joining you here from Vegas, actually. Yeah. I'm out here for a couple of days. We can get to that in a moment. But, yeah, Paul Maurice, the new head coach of the Panthers, and brings a ton of experience. There's no question that was a big draw for Bill Zito with a team that's ready to win. Paul Maurice has over two decades of head coaching experience. He's been to the finals. He's coached a lot of really gifted high-end players, especially recently, looking at some of the guys that he had a chance to coach there with the Winnipeg Jets. So he knows what to do with a team that has the wealth of offensive skill that the Panthers have. And, you mentioned Roberto Luongo. Big congratulations to him. Can't tell you what it means to have a guy who spent, the bulk of his career with the Panthers, who's a fixture in South Florida, in the community, what it means to have a guy like him heading to Hall of Fame enshrinement. So, again, big congratulations to him. And huge news. The Stanley Cup's been awarded. The draft is coming up next week, and we're going to be getting closer and closer to a new season of Panthers hockey. July coming up right around the corner here. Hard to believe.
I mean, Doug Plagans is in mid-season form, Crowder. I mean, he summed up that 15-minute interview. That's it. He just summed it all up in a minute there, Doug. I mean, enjoy Vegas. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Let me introduce Doug Plagans properly, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. You can follow him on Twitter at Doug Plagans. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You mentioned the Stanley Cup Finals there, Doug. Were you a little surprised? I know every hockey person we spoke to, I think we spoke with Goldie, you, obviously, Moeller, everybody told us the Avalanche, not only were they the best team other than the Florida Panthers all season long, it's the toughest team that the Lightning were going to end up facing in the Stanley Cup Finals, or in the playoffs, for that matter. So I know you had said your prediction was probably the Avalanche over the Lightning, but I think for us down here, the idea of the Lightning losing was just almost impossible given, you know, their success against the Panthers and us not really paying attention to the Colorado Avalanche over the course of the past couple years.
Yeah, the Avalanche were primed. They felt it was their time. I thought that Tampa Bay could have pulled it out in seven, but that wasn't the way things fell into place. And as that series went on, you know, full credit to the Tampa Bay Lightning for getting as far as they did, getting as close to a three-peat as they did. And you watch that series, there's no question. The Avalanche just had a bit of a deeper team, and I think it was in Game 4, the game went to overtime, Game 4, and in that one, that was the first time you could really tell, up until Colorado got the overtime winner, they were just all over the Lightning, and it was the first time – in the last couple of years. And you wondered if this would be something that would creep into the Tampa Bay Lightning's game, because they played so much hockey with condensed schedules and they played so many playoff games and games against great teams. But that overtime was the first time where I looked at the Tampa Bay Lightning and I thought, you know what, this team might just be hitting the wall here, because you could tell they were banged up. And, you know, as the offseason goes on, we're going to be able to get a feel for, you know, what were the extent of some of the injuries and things like that, because there's no question they had a lot of guys going who weren't 100%. Colorado did too. You don't get that deep into the Stanley Cup playoffs with everybody being 100%. It just doesn't happen. But you could tell that the Tampa Bay Lightning just didn't at times have the speed to hang with what Colorado was throwing at them. Ultimately, Colorado won, and they had a great year, and they were the favorite, according to the folks in Vegas, from the outset this season. And their goaltending held up, played well enough to get them that Stanley Cup win. Cale Makar, kind of, you know, everybody's known about Nathan MacKinnon, but a lot of people do know about Cale Makar, but these playoffs really put him on the map as one of the top players in the game. Hey, it was their time. Hats off. Congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche on a Stanley Cup win, and to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Credit where it's due. That's been an impressive 3-year run they've had, and they've still got a lot of guys locked up, and they've got a lot of that core in place. And as long as Andrei Vasilevsky's there, they're not going anywhere. Their run's not over with, but there is going to be some retooling that might need to take place on that in a little bit. But congratulations to them on a heck of a 3-year run.
And Doug, as I'm looking at, you know, even the, you know, the way too far, you know, prognosticators are saying, you know, Avs have the best chance to repeat, because we saw what they were doing, and, you know, watching the Lightning who beat the Panthers. But watching that series, like, what did you see that they were doing that the Panthers couldn't do? Like, why were those two teams in the finals and the Panthers weren't?
Well, you know, the Avalanche, they had a – sometimes when a freight train just goes rolling downhill and that momentum picks up, that matters in hockey. And you wondered if the fact that the Avalanche had swept Edmonton and they had to wait around a little bit, you wondered if that rust would come into play. It didn't. But Colorado was a team in the playoffs. They went into the finals just on such a run that, you know, they were feeling good. They had that momentum. They had that confidence going. You can't put a price on that when you just start winning games every single night. And like I said, when they got into that series against the Lightning, I think the Lightning may have just been worn down enough, and the Avalanche just had so much team speed. Tampa Bay really had a hard time matching it, it felt like, at times. The Avalanche just had a bit more depth up front, and the way that their defense can activate and can start things up on offense, they are able to do that a little bit more than Tampa Bay is. And again, that speed, you just felt like as the series went on, you felt like Tampa really needed to work to manufacture a scoring chance, where it felt like Colorado was able to get those chances just out of nowhere. It felt like at a second's notice they were able to turn anything into a scoring chance. And again, as the series went on, it proved just be a little bit too much for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I do believe, you look at the series, I mean, we've been able at this point to think about it from so many different angles and dissect it so much. You look at the series Tampa Bay played against the Panthers, and sure, it was over in four, but it was much closer than your typical four-game sweep. And a lot of that series, Andrei Vasilevsky was just outstanding. And you know, you can't – sometimes in a playoff series, that is the biggest difference. And in that series, Andrei Vasilevsky was the biggest difference maker, and Tampa Bay was just opportunistic. I mean, there's nothing that represents being opportunistic more than Tampa Bay being outplayed for most of game two and scoring with 3 seconds left to win by a goal. You know, they were just very opportunistic and got a great goaltending performance. So that was the biggest difference in that Lightning Panthers series. But, you know, the Panthers had great goaltending throughout the playoffs. Sergei Bobrovsky was outstanding, but game four, you know, the shutout, what was it, 49 save shutout for Andrei Vasilevsky. He slammed the door in the last game, and that was, you know, what ultimately sealed it. But at the same time, the thing to remember with the Panthers is this is a team that's going to be good for a long time. They're going to be in the Stanley Cup contending mix for a number of years here moving forward. They're just scratching the surface. I get a sense from everybody in the market. They know that this Panthers team is capable of some big things here in the next few years. And everybody knows, even though that defeat, that still stings, and it's going to sting until we start the next season. This Panthers team is going to be capable of some big things moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, this Andre Vasilevsky, I mean, we couldn't even believe it, Doug. He's 27 years old. That's crazy. It seems like he's been dominating the NHL for the past decade, my entire life almost. He's 27. I'm older
27,
than Vasilevsky.
27 years old, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he walks away right now. If he decides, hey, I don't really want to play anymore, I'm going to go do something else. He walks away right now, and he's probably got a Hall of Fame resume at age 27.
Wow.
You know, he's entering his prime years, and that's the thing. As the core in Tampa Bay gets a little bit older, gets some more miles on the tires, that's going to be offset because they have a guy who's going to be one of the best goaltenders in the world for the next 5-6 years going through his prime. He's going to be able to cover up a lot of mistakes and a lot of shortcomings that could creep into Tampa Bay's game over the years. As long as he's there, they're certainly going to be a playoff team and a team to watch out for.
Yeah, man. I mean, this guy's giving me nightmares. But, Doug, again, we're talking with Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, who is in Las Vegas, by the way. So we're going to get to that very shortly. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Obviously, today, some unfortunate news. It's being reported that Anthony Duclair suffered an Achilles tendon injury. And I don't think there's any official word yet, Doug, but, you know, that's not a good injury, obviously. So that was not good news in terms of the Panthers. But a little less than a week ago, I think, maybe a little more than a week ago, we found out who the Panthers' new head coach will be. So Paul Maurice, you mentioned it at the top of the interview, replacing Andrew Brunette. I know you mentioned it. 24 years of experience, seventh most wins all time in the NHL as a head coach. He has a very strong resume coming here to Sunrise. What should we expect from a Paul Maurice coach team that will stand out? Different style of play? Will this be a more defensive approach rather than the Panthers' offensive attack that really led the league last season? Like, what's going to be different on the ice watching the Panthers next year under Paul Maurice?
Well, that's something, you know, we'll monitor through training camp and through the preseason when time comes around, as far as, you know, what the systems truly will look like and everything like that. But what I can tell you, first of all, Bill Zito at the press conference sounded like a big thing he emphasized was that he just sees Paul Maurice as a great fit. And it sounded like that was the feeling he got from the first conversations that they had. It's a Panthers team that's ready to win now, and there's no doubt that the experience that Paul Maurice brings to the table is a big attribute. And you look at Paul Maurice over the course of his career, he's coming in with over two decades of head coaching experience. He's been to the Stanley Cup final before. He's coached a lot of great teams and players. And I look back, you know, a few years ago, the recent Winnipeg Jets teams under Paul Maurice, doing it a number of different ways. For example, you look back, you know, I'd say, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they were right in the contending mix. Blake Wheeler, Mark Scheifele, Nikolaj Ehlers, Patrick Laine was there at the time. Dustin Byfuglien was there at the time. Loaded offensive team. And as far as I was concerned, throughout a lot of the Paul Maurice years in Winnipeg, they were one of the most entertaining, most fun teams to watch in the National Hockey League. Well, he's coming to the Panthers, who have a ton of offensive skill, more, I'd say, than those Jets teams had. So I would expect we're going to see all the entertainment and fun that you saw from the Panthers, you know, in recent years. I think you're going to see that offensive ability. You're going to see that entertaining brand of hockey continue to shine through. Also, when Paul Maurice was in Winnipeg, just using, and you know, we're just talking about that era because it's recent, but even in stretches where they were a bit undermanned, you know, after Dustin Byfuglien, you know, kind of abruptly walked away and things like that, they had to do some retooling on the fly. And even at times with a patchwork lineup, Paul Maurice was able to get a ton out of that team, especially defensively. So he's shown over the course of his coaching career in the National Hockey League that he can come up with a system that works with the personnel that he has, and he's able to get a lot out of the group. So there's no doubt he's gonna keep this Panthers team right in the contending mix But he also talked a lot about, you know, when you have a team like the Panthers who are ready to win, who are ready to make a run at a Stanley Cup, you know, over the course of the year, you keep working, keep evolving the game toward where you're going to need it to be come playoff time. That's a big emphasis. And I know Paul Maurice walking in, he knows exactly what this team's capable of, and he's going to put this team in the best situation possible in order to help them achieve the ultimate goal.
And the Panthers won the they won the President's Trophy. Like, the Panthers are a good team. And you said it, Doug. They're about to be in the contention for years to come with all this young talent. Do you anticipate them being players in free agency, making any big splashes? They have a new coach. Do you anticipate the Panthers being a part of this free agency? Or you think they kind of stay status quo and ride this thing out?
Well, you know, they're in a fortunate situation where a lot of the guys who you'd consider to be the cornerstones – they're locked in. They're here for years to come. And even going beyond Barkov and Huberto and Ekblad and guys like that. I mean, Brandon Montour's here for multiple years. And Sam Reinhardt and Sam Bennett. And you go right down the list. And, you know, Gus Forsling and the Panthers. So many of the key players are locked in. Those are all important guys to have in the fold. You know, the salary cap always comes into play, but at the same time, every general manager in the league is obviously keeping an eye out for ways to improve their team if they see a way to do it. And I should mention Anton Lundell. What a rookie year we saw to him. He's in the fold, you know, moving forward, and I'd expect him to continue to develop after a great rookie year heading into year two. Every GM's going to look for ways to improve the team, you know, it's a little early to see how things will play out. There's, you know, the salary cap, as I said, is always something that comes into play. But as far as the Panthers go, they're in a great situation with what they've got. But we've seen as well, you know, Bill Zito knows how to swing something. So there's, you know, if there's a way to improve the team, I'm sure he's keeping an eye out for it. But at the same time, I think everybody's excited with just what this team has in place.
Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Let's get to the important stuff here, Doug, because you told me you're in Las Vegas and some good food spots out in Las Vegas. The question I have for you, Doug, is have you hit up an Earl sandwich yet? Have you crossed that? Because you're in Vegas, you got to hit up the Earl sandwich at Planet Hollywood.
I saw it. I actually went over to Planet Hollywood yesterday and placed a couple of ultimately losing baseball bets, so that didn't work out. But yeah, I'm here actually. So my first job was with the Idaho Steelheads in the ECHL, which is, for folks who don't follow hockey closely, that's like double A level if we're equating it to the baseball chain. But the ECHL is having their annual summer front office meetings out here. And coming up in a couple of hours, I'm going to be leading a breakout session. They invited me out here to be a guest. And this is a league that I hold near and dear. It was where I started my professional career and began working up the chain, working my way toward the National Hockey League. And this league has always meant a lot to me. So I was honored that they invited me out here to be a part of their league meeting. So I'm going to be doing a little breakout session this afternoon with a bunch of the broadcasters from the ECHL, communications people, social media people, whoever else decides to stop in and check it out. But as for Vegas food, I did see the Earl of Sandwich. I've seen the Earl of Sandwich as well on that turnpike stop up in, I believe, West Palm as well.
Really?
I think I've had it once or twice in my life. But You're going to love this. Yesterday, I had a long travel day. I was visiting my folks in North Carolina, and then I flew from Charlotte out here to Vegas, had a layover. By the time I got here, about 1:30 in the afternoon Vegas time, I was starving. I was about ready to just eat my arm. I was so hungry by the time I got to the hotel, staying here at New York. So I walk out of the hotel, I'm like, I just need anything. And my time was kind of limited. I needed to eat something quickly. And as we've said, you win and lose with your horses, and you win and lose with your star players. And I walk out of the hotel, and the first thing I see is Panda Express. And you know what a fan I am. I was starving. Yeah. I didn't have a lot of time to shop around. And I'm like, you know what? I can go to Panda. I'm going to be full. That's going to get the job done. That'll hold me over till dinner. And that was Panda coming through in the clutch.
Wow, Doug. I mean, Crowder, I know. So Doug does the world-famous Twitter segment and on the Florida Panther broadcast. And he also always talks about where he ate earlier that day, anytime he's on the road. And Panda Express always comes up, Doug. Like, you have this... Panda Express is okay, but to go to Vegas... Like, Crowder, In-N-Out is there. Earl Sandwich is there. I mean, there's the best of the best in terms of dining and fast food options. And Doug Plagan's just sticking with Panda Express. Bizarre.
I'm going to In-N-Out Burger tonight for dinner. That's already the plan. It's going to be a feast.
There we go.
I just didn't have time
to go there. It's like a mile and a half walk.
Doug, you speak of Panda Express, you speak of McDonald's, you were there for us last week. Whataburgers and Earl of Sandwich. Doug, do you ever get Aria's and go to Javier's, Wolfgang Puck's, SW Steakhouse? Like, are you always going to a Panda Express?
Well, you know, I was out by, that's the other thing, is I was out by myself looking for something to eat when I, you know, wandered out of the hotel. I like going out for a good place. I've been to some good spots here in Vegas, but, you know, you can't get any better than In-N-Out. That's where I'm going to go tonight. But there's endless options. Sometimes there's too many options. You start walking down the street and you're like, I could go there, but maybe if I walk another block, I'll see something I like better.
You have a cap. Do you have a $40, $100, $200 cap on a meal, Doug?
There's not really. I don't go into it thinking with my wallet. I can tell you that it's. I go in there. I just look around. I'm like, what? Okay, I'm starving. What's going to get the job done? And in that particular instance yesterday, I think everybody's been in that situation where you've had a long travel day and you walk out and you're like, I just need something. My time's limited. Panda was there for the rescue. I was going to go to In-N-Out late last night, but I just, by the time, you know, the time change and everything like that, by the time I got out of our welcome reception here at the ECHL League meetings last night, I just, I didn't have the energy to walk down the street to In-N-Out and potentially have to deal with a lineup at the counter. Yeah. So I opted for, I'm here in New York, New York. There's an outstanding New York pizza place right here in New York, New York. And I walked by and I love pizza. I saw that and I just said, you know what? That looks outstanding right now. It was like 9:30 PM. And I just had some pizza.
Okay, Doug. Well, I warn you about this Javier's and the Aria, right? You know, I went out there with Fred Taylor, Ryan Clark, and, you know, my pivot crew, and I was going to be big man. So we're walking in. It's a Mexican restaurant. I'm like, okay, it can't be that expensive. I was like, I got it, guys. Don't worry about it. The bill came out, and it looked like a Social Security number. And I was like, oh, no, fellas. We need to play some kind of credit card roulette or something. Now, I don't got this, big dog. So, yeah. Watch out for Javier's. It'll trick you.
Well, if I'm going for Mexican here, you know what? I really – there's the Sammy Hagar's Cabo Wabo Cantina right there at the Planet Hollywood also might be the best people-watching spot in North America. Yes. Because of where it's situated, and you kind of look right out at Las Vegas Boulevard. That's a good option. I've been there a number of times.
Yeah. Okay. Doug, when I went to Vegas when the Dolphins played the Raiders, Hawk gave me some assignments, and one of them was going to the Excalibur, the fun dungeon in the Excalibur, and hitting up hot dog on a stick. And I'll just give you some friendly advice. Don't do that. Just steer clear of hot dog on a stick at the Excalibur Fun Dungeon. Okay?
I didn't know they had one over there, but I've seen hot dog on a stick at a food court in Anchorage, Alaska, like 13 years ago. I'm not sure if it's still operating there. But I have seen hot dog on a stick. And the staff, they wear some interesting uniforms and hats.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a corn dog. All right, spoiler alert, everybody. It's just a corn dog. That's it. Doug, enjoy Vegas. I don't believe anything you're saying. I have a feeling you'll hit up Panda Express three more times while you're there. But listen, you like what you like, so enjoy it. And thanks for joining the show, Doug.
And here's something else that you guys can chew on until the next time I come on the show. This can be a little bit of a teaser for maybe next week or sometime when I'm back. But hey, Crowder, you're going to love this. One of the football cards you signed and gave to me, I stuck it in my dad's Father's Day card because he thinks you're hilarious and he loved it.
Well, tell him I love him too, man. I appreciate making somebody happy.
He loved it. So thank you very much. And thank you guys very much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Cool. Hold on, Doug. I got to ask, man, Doug, do you party? Because you are a good-looking dude. You can cause some damage in Vegas.
He lifts. You know, he goes to the gym.
I'm not like the club. I'm not like the go to the club type. That's not totally my scene, but I do love Las Vegas. I absolutely love this place. And I just, when you're in Las Vegas, you feel like you're part of something big. And I just really enjoy Las Vegas.
Yeah, throw 50 on red for us. Crowder will bend.
Yeah, I did the old, you know, because on Entourage they said put 5 on red, and yeah. You know, that'll tell you if it's going to be a good weekend or not. It didn't hit. I did it. It didn't hit yesterday, so I was a little bit pessimistic about my, you know, 72 hours here in Vegas because 5 on red didn't happen. I'm more of a Fremont Street guy. I love downtown. I just don't think I'm going to have time to get over there this trip.
Yeah, well, enjoy, Doug. We appreciate you you coming on, and enjoy Panda Express, In-N-Out, whatever it is you choose to dine on. We appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.